All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while since I've done an episode of Break It Down with Brian H, but it's time. You know, there's always talk about the Mount Rushmore. We always talk about who's on the Mount Rushmore. And on today's episode, I am going to give you the reason why I am now adding the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, right?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This.
No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. It's been a while. It's been a while since I did one of these. But, you know, I was like, you know, I've been doing a lot over on our Patreon. If you haven't done so, subscribe over there, where you can catch me doing Brian H. Waters thoughts, and I give some exclusive thoughts or some quick thoughts. You know, I did one where I said Solo Sikoa is next up. I did one on Ronda Rousey, how she should get more respect, and so much more. Sometimes I come right after pay-per-views. I give a quick update, something on my thoughts, right? Shout out to all the people who subscribe to our Patreon account. One of the other things you can get is Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. The Real Dwayne Allen has a couple articles on there that he would drop on Wednesdays. So make sure y'all check that out. Also, while we're doing real estate right here, want to let you know you can get your Wrestling Realm merch at WrestlingRealm.com. This is, of course, just some of the shirts. We have some more t-shirts that you can also cop. Shout out to everybody. You know, the Raw shirt, I don't have that on this side of the stream yard. But the Raw shirt, that's what has been popular. Want to give some shout outs to people that bought it. Appreciate y'all. And I've even seen a couple people buy it in the white. And I'm like, man, I got the black one. I might have to get the white one because that joint is fire. And of course, if you haven't been paying attention, let me educate you. No pun intended. But we do have a brand new show called Championship Culture with the guy, Brandon Guy. He does a championship culture show, which you can find here every Tuesday. And he says every belt has a story. So for people out there who like to collect championship belts and like to say, okay, you know, I want this title, I want that title. Well, you know what? Tune in, check out what the guy has to say about different titles. And sometimes he brings on guests. One of the things I love about this show is the last episode, he talked about the Intercontinental Championship, the white one. Who wore it better? So I'd be interested to hear what your thoughts are. I already seen some people in the comments talking about who wore it better. Now, for me personally, you know, the story behind this championship belt, as you saw the title of the show, Roman Reigns being added to the Mount Rushmore, I think this is the title I will associate with him, as well as the Blue Universal Championship. But another reason why I had to grab this championship, because the three black champions in the modern era who held that title all wore that one. So that's my story with that championship belt. But I'm definitely interested in knowing what do y'all think. I want y'all to tune into that. We've been seeing a lot of feedback. Shout out to the new people that subscribing because of Championship Culture, where you can catch the guy where he talks about that. You know, he had my brother, it's Justin Rich, from TWG Fan Club, from Turnbuckle Spaces, from True Hill Heat. Justin does a lot. and of course his channel, Justin Rich Talks. But they talked about the commemorative, the Signature Series belts, and Justin talked about the Brock Lesnar belt. I learned stuff that I didn't know about on that episode. So make sure y'all check that out. And while I'm right here, I want to give a quick shout out to my boy Nate from Storyline Tees. He sent in this WrestleMania 39 shirt. I'm gonna stand up if you're watching, because this has I want to say this is Street Fighter, but it's definitely, you know, a fight game. If my memory serves me correctly, like, I only had two versions of Street Fighter. I was a Mortal Kombat guy, but I definitely love the graphic and, you know, obviously Roman versus Cody right here. So make sure y'all check that out. Also, make sure you check me out this week, or if you catch this as soon as this drops, because it's not live, but I'm gonna drop it right away. So if you catch this immediately, make sure you check me out on Grapsity with Phil Lindsay and Righteous Ridge on Saturday at noon Eastern time. Of course, you know, you can catch me on Wednesday Worldwide on Ring of Wrestling Show, and you can catch me on TWG Fan Club with Queen PR, Justin Rich, and CN Doll. So y'all make sure y'all check me out there. And of course, each and every week right here on the Wrestling Around Now podcast. Last week we talked about not business as usual, and obviously the Bloodline breaking up. We talked about the BRP 50. Shout out to Black Wrestling. We will get them back on here to do the yearly tradition. And we talked about Logan Paul. Now, we didn't get into the Judgment Day because we wanted to spend some more time on that, and we kind of ran a little late. But that's to be discussed. So, ladies and gentlemen, what you've all been waiting for, as the world way now say, hit the bell. It's time to talk about the Mount Rushmore. And everybody has their Mount Rushmore. And so here is my criteria, because that's the part that's very important. What is the criteria of your Mount Rushmore? My criteria is somebody who brings eyeballs to the product, who is must-see TV, who literally puts the company on their back, and who draws the house, right? We can talk about the good wrestling, the five-star matches, but when you go out there and you ask people, do they know anything about wrestling? Who is the person people are going to say, oh, yeah, I heard about this one, or I heard about that one? Or if you're in the working force, right, and you're just sitting in the office and people are talking about pro wrestling, or they know that you're the pro wrestling person, who will they recognize immediately? That is how I classify my Mount Rushmore. So, of course, the first one is Hulk Hogan. I know a lot of people had their thoughts about him. Hulk Hogan's still one of my top three favorite wrestlers of all time. He is in my Mount Rushmore. He's definitely, you know, he's the person who Vincent Kennedy McMahon, because he don't like to be called Junior, Vincent Kennedy McMahon said, okay, we're going to put the company on your back, and we're going to transform from wrestling to sports entertainment. This is all done by Hulk Hogan. You can make the argument on, when you talk about WrestleMania, who was responsible? Was it Vince? Was it Hogan? You could go either or. So Hogan is the number one person on my Mount Rushmore. I know a lot of people, you know, some people are trying to take him off. I know Undertaker said he's not on his Mount Rushmore, but like I said, everybody has their criteria. This is my criteria. Number two, the guy who shattered Hogan's record, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Now, something that's done that wasn't done in any other time in the business, when you have a solid number one and number two, that being Austin and Rock. But I gotta go with Austin slightly, because he did a little bit longer and he was there first. Austin broke through that next level, right? Wrestling, and even Undertaker said he was going out there at WrestleMania 14 to make sure that title got on Austin, because he knew that's what they needed in order for the company to go to another level. So that's the reason why I give the slight to Stone Cold over The Rock, because Austin was the person who went to the next level. He had to get the company going, you know, and then the company was, you know, they was losing the WCW. They were somewhat falling by the wayside. They was in the red. It was Austin who took the company to the next level. When you go out and you see people, who do you see? Stone Cold Steve Austin. People tell you, oh, yeah, I know about Stone Cold. I don't watch wrestling, but I remember when Stone Cold was doing this, that, and the other. He was pop culture. Austin was the person that did everything that you wanted to do. And of course, you don't recognize this. If you're an attitude era kid like me, you don't recognize this at what, 12, 13 years old. You don't. But when you get older, you look at it, you're like, I understand why Stone Cold Steve Austin gave a lot of stunners to Vince McMahon. You understood what a corporation was. So that's the reason why Stone Cold Steve Austin. And then I'm going with John Cena. WWE went to a PG era. They was family friendly, even though a lot of people didn't like him. But when you go out there, you see somebody who had to come after the Austin era, the point where the business was the most popular. And for John Cena to do it so long, well over a decade, on top, he was the person, like I always say, Vince McMahon would never lose sleep. Because with John Cena, he's somebody who was selling the t-shirts. When WWE was in the PG era, he was the perfect poster child. I remember when I didn't like him, and my boy was like, yo, that's their Hulk Hogan. And I was like, oh yeah, it makes sense. Who else better than John Cena? So when I look at who is the other person on the Mount Rushmore, I've gone over and over and said John Cena is the greatest WWE superstar of all time. He's somebody that was dedicated to the company, somebody who put the company on their back and didn't have any demons that would be a public relations nightmare. That's why it's John Cena.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So now it's time, like I said, Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is on my Mount Rushmore simply because when you look at him, he looks like a million bucks. Everything Vince McMahon was trying to push in 2015, 2016, we saw the looks, but the character wasn't hitting until it was. When he came back. Now, here's the thing that we got to realize. The adults didn't like Roman Reigns. The kids did. But, you know, they was getting a little older. Roman made that switch. As a heel, he was bringing in more money than John Cena's, some of John Cena's face runs. For him to have more merch sales than what John Cena was having, and Roman is a heel, classified heel, that's a big deal. Main eventing WrestleMania after WrestleMania after WrestleMania, successfully taking the title into WrestleMania 3 straight years. Oh, not to mention, he's got more consecutive WrestleManias than Hulk Hogan. He's almost at the point, he's probably going to pass Hulk Hogan's WrestleMania main events. Dare say, you know, should be considered to be the new Mr. WrestleMania. We know Shawn Michaels put on the matches, the greatest matches of all time, yada, yada, yada. Before him, it was Macho Man who put on the greatest WrestleMania matches. But when you look at the social media numbers, when you look at the TikTok, the merch sales, the ratings, the YouTubes, not only the total numbers, but how fast those numbers are hitting. This Bloodline story has just solidified them. You know, because it's an emotional story and it has you hooked every chance you look. Not only are you watching it the first time, but then you're telling your friends, you're sharing it with your friends, you're sharing it with people who may not know anything about wrestling. And you're saying, hey, check out this guy, Roman Reigns. And that's the thing. He's recognizable when he walks around the airports. He's bringing eyeballs to the WWE. And he's sitting on top of the world. So when I look back, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's time to add him to the Mount Rushmore. Now, according to ChatGPT, I did that. If you look on the Wrestling Realm page, you'll see that at one point, I had it right, except one person, and that was The Rock. But if we say we make an argument, we're going to take out The Rock and we're going to put in Roman Reigns, that's fair. He's doing it longer. Roman Reigns is doing it longer than what The Rock did. And then people may say, okay, you're a prisoner of the moment. Okay, well, this is a long moment. Stone Cold Steve Austin, right? WrestleMania 14, WrestleMania 15, 16, he was gone. 17, he main evented. That was the last time Stone Cold main evented WrestleMania. You know? But he's on the Mount Rushmore. Now, Hogan, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8 main event of WrestleMania, right? You can say 9, give or take. But so what's that in a row? We got 1, 2, 3. And then we take a break. So that's 5, 6, 7, 8. So he did 4 straight WrestleManias, right? Roman, 31, 32, 33, 34. That's 4. And then 37, 38, 39. He's probably going to main event WrestleMania 40. Let's be real. So he's tied Hogan for consecutive WrestleManias. Dare say, you know, unfortunately, you know, he had leukemia, but he did bounce back. But it was no way he was going in that main event. So, it, you know, but to do it that cycle, you know, that's Hogan-esque levels. Now, John Cena, he didn't main event every WrestleMania. We got to remember he came up in the time when Shawn Michaels and Undertaker was having their battles, when Undertaker was having his world championship run. And so, you know, sometimes they would flip-flop between which is main event in the show, the world title or the WWE title, whichever one had the better story. So it made sense for Shawn Michaels. It made sense for John Cena not to main event all of those WrestleManias. But nonetheless, I'm saying this, that right now I'm adding Roman Reigns to the Mount Rushmore, to the WWE Mount Rushmore. I want to make that very clear. This is Brian H. Waters' WWE Mount Rushmore, not professional wrestling. You know, and my criteria is money and marketing. Who's bringing in money, who you can market, and who's dependable, and the sports entertainer. When you look at, those are the complete package. Those are the guys who is the face of the company. And if you wanted to tell the history of professional wrestling, right? Now, this is the way I'll close it off. If you want to tell the history of WWE and you want 4 stars at their 4 hottest times, the answer is that simple. It's Hulk Hogan, it's Stone Cold Steve Austin, it's John Cena, and it's Roman Reigns. John Cena's been gone, and Roman Reigns is cooking, ladies and gentlemen. So that is my Mount Rushmore. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. I know I don't do these as often because you get the Wrestling Realm Now podcast every week. So, you know, I come around when I come around. But until the next time, folks, like I said, make sure you check out all of our shows. Make sure you check out the Wrestling Realm Now podcast. And as we always say, let's go out here. So long, everybody.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes!